Thanks for tuning in to another situational report from SITREP Israel, providing automated situational updates covering security developments in Israel and the region. Updates weekdays at 9 a.m. and 20 p.m. Israel time. And now your host, Mr. Mike Radish.
I'm Daniel Rosehill, based in Jerusalem, reporting for SITREP Israel. Welcome to the morning edition of SITREP Israel, our automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. This SITREP was generated on Sunday, the 31st of May, 2026, at 9:33 Israel time, 6:33 UTC. IDF soldier killed by Hezbollah drone as troops captured Beaufort Castle, May 31st, 06:33 UTC, 09:33 Israel, morning edition. Bottom line up front, an IDF soldier was killed and four wounded by a Hezbollah explosive drone in southern Lebanon, while Israeli forces captured the strategic Beaufort Castle and advanced within 5 kilometers of Nabatea. Hezbollah launched rocket barrages at Kiryat Shmona and other northern Israeli communities, prompting school closures. The US struck a ship breaching the blockade near Iran, and the US-Iran deal remains unresolved with new US demands. Staff Sergeant Michael Tayukin, 21, from Ashkelon, a soldier in the Givati Brigade's reconnaissance unit, was killed by a Hezbollah first-person view drone strike in southern Lebanon around 10:30 last night, local time. Four other soldiers were lightly wounded. It is the latest in a pattern. Israeli Army Radio reports that 13 IDF soldiers have been killed since the ceasefire with Lebanon, 9 of them by Hezbollah booby-trap drones. The Golani Brigade captured Beaufort Castle, marking the first Israeli control of the strategic Crusader-era fortress since 2000, and Israeli forces have crossed the Latani River, now operating within 5 kilometers of Nabatet. Hezbollah responded with multiple rocket barrages targeting Kiryat Shmona and other northern communities, causing damage but no injuries. In the Gulf of Oman, US Central Command disabled a commercial ship attempting to breach the naval blockade and reach Iran. And the US-Iran ceasefire agreement remains in limbo, with President Trump reportedly sending tougher terms to Tehran, including demands on uranium stockpile disposition and Hormuz security provisions. Schools are closed in Kiryat Shmona and other border communities until June 1st. There are no nationwide restrictions. Now, turning to the regional sections, in Iran, the ceasefire deal stalemate continues. The New York Times, citing US officials, reported that Trump tightened the terms of a potential framework and sent amendments to Iran, with key nuclear issues deferred to later rounds. The proposed framework reportedly includes an end to the war in exchange for Iran lifting the blockade of the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's state TV claimed the draft, which it called the Islamabad Understanding, would give Tehran broad authority over Hormuz traffic and require the US to provide access to $12 billion in frozen assets, a claim that for now sits uneasily alongside reports of tougher US terms. The IRGC claimed to have intercepted and destroyed a US MQ-1 drone that intruded into Iranian territorial waters, and an IRGC general stated that Iran's enemies made a strategic miscalculation and that Tehran has emerged stronger. The Strait of Hormuz remains at 4% of pre-war traffic, just 2 tankers per day. Brent crude backwardation steepened to $2.82 per barrel, and the US Strategic Petroleum Reserve is depleted to 365 million barrels. In Lebanon, beyond the lead developments, the IDF launched an operation in the Beaufort Ridge and Wadi al-Saluki area to dismantle terrorist infrastructure and remove threats to the Galilee Panhandle and Mechila. The IDF issued an urgent evacuation warning for residents south of the Zahrani River, citing Hezbollah's use of civilian areas. Hezbollah claimed responsibility for targeting Kiryat Shmona with a rocket barrage and striking an IDF D9 bulldozer with an Ababil attack drone near Zawtar al-Sharqiyah. The group also claimed to have engaged advancing Israeli forces near Zawtar al-Sharqiyah, Yomor al-Shakiyah, Yomor al-Shaki, and Debin since May 26th, inflicting losses, claims that remain unverifiable. A suspicious aerial target crossed from Lebanon into Israeli territory near Rosh Hanikra. The incident concluded without further details. On the civilian side, the Lebanese Health Ministry reported 16 killed and 34 wounded in Israeli strikes in the past 24 hours, bringing the total to 3,371 killed and 10,129 wounded since the conflict began. UNICEF reported a sharp rise in child casualties, with 77 children killed or injured in the past 7 days, averaging 11 per day. Massive Israeli airstrikes hit Kafr Rumman in southern Lebanon after midnight, and CCTV footage showed the bombardment of Zarari. In Gaza, reservists describe permissive open fire rules along the yellow line truce boundary, saying little discretion is exercised in shooting those who approach the line. The IDF stated the line is clearly marked and there is no reason for Palestinians to approach. In the West Bank, Israeli settlers grazed camels on Palestinian land east of Tebe near Ramallah, part of what is described as a strategy to take over land for settlement expansion. Settlers also infiltrated the village of Jalud, south of Nablus, and stole a cart. On the multilateral track, the US Congress advanced a provision in the 2027 National Defense Authorization Act that could bind US and Israeli weapons industries closer than ever, advancing American-Israeli military integration. Lebanese and Israeli military officials reportedly began talks in Washington, D.C. as Israeli troops pushed deeper into Lebanon. The Lebanese Prime Minister described Israel's attacks as collective punishment and accused Israel of a scorched earth policy, and a UN report documented sexual assault of Palestinian detainees by Israeli forces, verifying 31 victims from Gaza and the West Bank, including men, women and children, with cases spanning 2023 to 25. Moving to the analysis. First, the trend. The IDF's grand campaign is accelerating, shifting from positional consolidation to a deliberate push to encircle Nabatea. In the prior 7 days, Israeli forces crossed the Litani and seized forward positions. Now, the capture of Beaufort Castle and advance to within 5 kilometers of Nabatea signal a tempo increase. Hezbollah's response has escalated in kind with a lethal FPV drone strike and sustained rocket barrages, forcing school closures. The US-Iran deal stalemate persists, but its direct impact on the Northern Front is overshadowed by the kinetic reality on the ground. On the information environment, the IDF is framing the Nabatea push as a necessary defensive operation to dismantle Hezbollah infrastructure threatening the Galilee, while Hezbollah portrays it as an invasion met with effective resistance, highlighting the drone kill. The Lebanese government's scorched earth accusation amplifies a narrative of disproportionate Israeli force, but this framing is losing traction internationally as the US Congress advances military integration with Israel. The gap between reporting and evidence is stark. Hezbollah claims of inflicting heavy losses are unverifiable, while IDF territorial gains are visually confirmed on the synthesis. The IDF's capture of Beaufort Castle is less a tactical necessity and more a psychological operation aimed at breaking Hezbollah's will by seizing a symbol of Lebanese sovereignty. The castle has no modern military value, but its capture signals that Israel is willing to hold terrain indefinitely, challenging Hezbollah's narrative of resistance. A counter reading is that the IDF is simply securing high ground to protect the Litani crossing, but the public emphasis on the castle's historical significance suggests a deliberate information campaign. This pattern aligns with Israel's broader strategy of imposing costs that outlast the current fighting, potentially setting conditions for a long-term security zone. And to wrap up, the OSINT indicators and dual lens predictions. Three indicators to watch. First, check Sentinel. One, IWGRD for Nabatea. coordinates 35.48 north, 35.48 east, on the descending pass around 1530 UTC today for IDF vehicle concentrations and artillery scarring. Second, monitor flight radar 24 for IAFC 130J movements between Nevatim and northern Israel to gauge resupply tempo for Golani Brigade operations. Third, review Maxar tasking over Beaufort Castle, 33.32 north, 35.53 east, for imagery dated today to confirm IDF fortification and Hezbollah counterfire damage. Looking at predictions through the status quo lens, within 48 hours, the IDF will announce the encirclement of Nabateh, but will not enter the city centre. Hezbollah will launch at least one more FPV drone attack targeting IDF forces south of the Litani before June 2nd, and the US-Iran ceasefire deal will remain unsigned through June 3rd, with no breakthrough in negotiations. Now, looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens, within 72 hours, Hezbollah will fire a precision-guided munition at an IDF command post, causing multiple casualties and triggering a division-scale Israeli assault on Nabatish with low confidence. Iran will attempt to run a tanker through the Strait of Hormuz under IRGC escort, resulting in a US Navy interdiction and an exchange of fire with low confidence. And the IDF will declare a no-go zone south of the Zarani River and begin systematic demolition of Hezbollah infrastructure, drawing international condemnation and a UN Security Council emergency cessure. That concludes this SI Trep. For more, visit citroisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_ctreps. This is Daniel Rosehill signing off from Jerusalem.